Hello.
Hey, Matthew. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Daniel?
Doing great. Thank you for asking. So I just got a couple questions for you. First off, did you get it PIN verified at the 151 DeVille Drive?
That's my home.
Okay.
So I don't
want
that address being shown exactly. I want that.
Got it. So we'll hide it all across the internet. And I know it's in suspension right now, but you have access to your Google business profile, right? You created it?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. All right. I know you said you had a website. What's the domain for the site?
BigDogPoolsLLC.com.
BigDogPoolsLLC.com. Perfect. We'll link that to your listing. And this phone number, the 850-812-1390, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
Yes.
Perfect. And is this a cell phone?
Yeah.
All right. So you want to enable the click to text feature, right? Where they could text or call? All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
And you're going to have some more text messages coming through to you now. This next one is a YouTube video. It's about 6 minutes long. All our programs come with a tracking and reporting system just to show you everything we're doing and all your results in one convenient location. It's really easy to use, but if you ever have any questions, I could always walk you through it. All right?
All right. Gotcha.
And you're also getting a welcome text, which will have our hours of operation on it, along with client support's number. That's how you get to our IT side.
Okay.
And let's see, just for account purposes, Matthew, do you spell that M-A-T-T-H-E-W?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, got it. Thank God for spell check. Can't do it on names.
Yeah.
And what's your last name, Matthew?
Reese, R-E-E-S.
Got it. R-E-E-S. All right. Mm-hmm. See, I would have put an E on that probably on the back.
Everybody does, yeah. Everybody.
All right, and for your welcome email, your initial invoice is the bigdogpoolsllc@gmail.com, the best email address.
Yes.
All right. And what's your service radius?
I'd say roughly 30 miles.
30 miles. Got it.
Yeah. Like I'm on Angie leads. Like if I get something just outside the area, it depends on the job. You know, I may take it. It might be worth going out further than that.
How do you like that program?
I'm glad I did it because, you know, in the interim when I'm trying to start everything, it was good to get some jobs rolling in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is before I had a website, before I was listed in on any sort of site at all.
Mm-hmm.
I had no presence. I had no money to do major marketing at that point. You know what I mean? So
it helped
get me by.
Mm-hmm.
And I will continue to use it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I do get quite a bit of leads that don't exactly match what I'm doing. And then when I'm requesting the credit, they hate people who request credits.
Right.
Because they automatically take that out of your lead budget.
Regardless.
And then getting a credit, they are very hesitant to give credits.
Right.
And then there's
money.
A whole appeal process.
Right. You
know.
You got to give your firstborn, jump through a ring of fire.
Yeah,
I get
correct.
It.
Correct.
So
yep.
Google, the reason I ask, and this is another upgrade option you could have. I'm actually the main person that sets these accounts up. It's called Google Guarantee. Okay. It's a pay per lead service directly through Google.
Yes.
The benefit of these leads, though, is they're only sent to you, so you don't share the lead with anyone else, and it comes through via phone call, okay?
Okay.
Now, when they call, it comes on a Google rotating number that's recorded. So here's the kicker. This is why it's so popular. If you do not set an appointment with the lead, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead. But if they don't do either of those two things, then you're not charged for the lead.
Gotcha. So
if I don't set
an appointment, if I can't, if I don't go any further from there, they won't charge me.
Exactly. Or if they inquire about price. So if I see you in the Google Guarantee section and I call and I say, hey, Can you come out and, you know, clean my pool on Friday? Bam, you're charged for that lead. If I call and I say, hey, how much is it for pool cleaning, right? Then you're charged for that lead. But if it's out of your service radius, a service you don't provide, or they're calling to, like, sell you life insurance, you're not charged for any of that junk, okay?
Yeah, see, the thing is, like, I get a lot of calls, and then it's like, well, with pools, man, I really like to set eyes on it, because what the customer tells me and then the reality are two different things.
Exactly,
you know, they'll be like, oh, yeah, my equipment's running like a top. I get there, the fan filter's 10 years old and not filtering right. And I'm like, okay, this is a whole nother ball game here.
So you then don't do price over the phone. You do appointments.
I hate doing pricing over the phone.
Okay. So if you don't do price over the phone, then it would just be appointments. If you don't set an appointment, you're not charged for the lead then. So it'd be So I'll send you info on that. Just so you know, the cost per lead for that vertical, it's $21.33 per lead. That doesn't fluctuate, too. It doesn't go up or down like other lead programs. And Google does require a minimum budget to guarantee you up to 13 leads. That's for $279.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll send you info on that. That's another upgrade option you'll have for the future. Okay?
Right.
Gotcha. All right. Now, the next step, what I'm going to do, let me verify the services. Is it, it's not pool construction, right? It's pool cleaning primarily?
No.
Okay.
Cleaning, maintenance, repair, replacement.
Got it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. You'll get a list of your keywords too. If anything's off on those, we can always change them for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So the next step, Matthew, I'm going to assign a tech to your company and schedule your client interview with your tech. This is where all the fun stuff will happen. They're going to walk you through adding them on as manager to the Google page. They're going to be able to get that page out of suspension. And then they're just going to verify the services to make sure the keywords are all correct. Okay?
Okay.
Now, before I jump into scheduling that for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information. And I'm going to read a voice verification to you outlining our service agreement that everything is month-to-month here, no contracts.
Okay. I have a question for you, though.
Yeah, shoot.
Okay. And you seem like a really good guy. I like dealing with people that, you know, I can relate with.
Appreciate
it. When I was reviewing your company, I saw some good reviews, but I also saw some poor reviews. Like, for instance, I have one pulled up here, sitejabber.com. Local Splash has a consumer rating of 2.88 stars from 9 reviews, indicating that most customers are generally dissatisfied. Ranks 443rd among SEO sites.
Yeah,
what would your response be to that?
So my response is we're working actually to get that removed, this whole site jabber thing. We don't even know what that is. Or like, if you look at our Google reviews, we have 751 reviews with a 4.1 rating. We've been in business 17 years. On the BBB, too, we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And I think we've had a total of like, I think it's like 7 complaints in the past 17 years, and each one of those have been resolved on there, right?
Okay.
Unless there's a new one I haven't seen. But, and like you said with me, I'll be your account lead on this. I'm really active in my accounts. I make sure you guys are getting exactly what you want out of this service.
Okay. Yeah. And what's this whole ranked 443rd on SEO?
That's
a bug. Is that a lie?
Yeah,
that's a lie.
We have no idea what SiteJabber even is. Our CEO, he's been working on getting that removed, because it's a complete lie. You know, we're one of the Google Premier partners in the United States, and we service the U.S. and Canada. There's only 40 Premier partners total. So there's no way we could be 499 or whatever it is they put, you know? So just totally bogus, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fake news is what they do.
Fake news. Right. For sure. But it is a concern of ours, and our CEO has been working to get that removed, but you know, it's like pulling teeth, you know.
Yeah, it takes an act of God to get anything removed.
Right. Well, we had a competitor of ours go on to Yelp and write all kinds of derogatory remarks, and he was able to get that junk removed, you know? So yeah. I have faith in him. I'm sure we'll get it off, but it's not happening today, it looks like.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, buddy. I just wanted to see your response, hear your response to that.
Yeah. Not the first time I heard it either, you know, so yeah, side jabber though, we're working to get that off for sure. Okay. All right. So as far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it Matthew Reese on the card, or is there a middle initial too?
On what card?
On the card you'll be using to secure the position.
Oh, the debit on the debit card?
Yeah, debit or credit. We take Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover, whatever works best for you.
It's Matthew Garnett Reese. I'll start on it for you. Garnett.
Got it. See, I would have went one T.
Yeah.
And the billing address, is it the same 151 DeVille Drive?
Yes.
Perfect. The card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
MasterCard.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
55.
Hello, Matthew? You cut out on me. I heard 5-5, and then it went silent.